Mr. Clay Pigeon, we're waiting with bated breath to see if the Dusty Show will go on.
I don't know what I might have done.
Well, you messed up. Yeah. Failure. It was obvious failure. Technological failure.
Maybe,
it happens.
Maybe. The file's there. It's just something.
It's corrupted.
Johnny Walker.
Well, that could have something to do with it. But right there, that could have something to do with it. Did you miss me last week?
No.
Okay, well, that's very honest of you.
Donna and I got along swimmingly.
Good.
We had no trouble with the transition.
Yeah, I'm sure. Donna's very easy.
Yeah,
she's easy.
I did miss you, buddy. But you stayed in touch. You wrote me every 15 minutes.
Now we're in
Toledo.
Yeah, right.
Just stopped.
I've never been to Toledo.
The last Stuckey's.
I've never been to Toledo.
You haven't?
No.
The Mud Hens, man.
The what?
The Mud Hens.
What is that?
The Toledo Mud Hens.
Is that a baseball team?
Yeah. Dayton Zips. Mm.
Yeah.
You ever been to Dayton?
I've never been to that area of the
Cincinnati?
Country.
Cincinnati?
No. The only place in the Midwest that I've ever been is Chicago. Which I guess
did
is
you have,
Midwest.
Did you fly in?
Yeah,
did
of
you
course.
Just avoided all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, no, I bypassed all of it.
And then the other coast.
Well, of course.
Colorado, in Texas.
I've been to Nevada.
Have you?
I've been to, Nevada, California. Actually, that's all I've been in on the West Coast.
Did you just hang out like Stannard Ridgway?
What?
With your poncho on.
We went to the desert. I've been to North and South California, and they're very different.
Yeah,
very different. I like the desert out near LA. It's really beautiful.
Peyote?
What?
Peyote?
Peyote.
You did, didn't you?
Peyote.
You were just like a one-man Burning Man, wandering around
peyote.
The desert with your staff.
Yeah, my staff, right, and my robe.
You love that. You always have these pictures of yourself with your arms extended.
Oh, that was actually in the desert on top of a very tall.
It was incredible.
It was a mountain, and you can see the valley from that point. It's really a cool spot.
Yeah,
it's in where Joshua Tree is.
You need to do a video.
A video of what?
Just you.
Oh, yeah,
like
right.
Like a 12-inch. Mystery 12-inch.
Wait, a video Didn't and you? A 12-inch. What is this?
Both.
Is it two different?
The package.
And what would this be? What would
it would launch you, maybe.
Launch me where? Into space?
Slightly higher. Where's the show? It's not. We can't do this for
It's
an
time
hour.
For the Dusty Show.
Not quite.
I mean, it's
go over
straight up.
Six, two, maybe.
It's always 6 o'clock.
I wish they'd give us an
That's a reference
indication.
To the Neoist, by the way. WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. About three people got that reference. And
Nihilist, did you say?
Neoist.
Is that the people who watch The Matrix endlessly?
No. Neoist. It was an art movement, sort of.
Neoists?
Yeah, Neoists.
What art? What time period?
Late 70s, 80s.
What was their
80s.
Calling card visually?
Calling card. That's a tough one. Well, they did the bread hat parade. They wore flaming bread hats.
Wow.
They would put bread, like big loaves of bread on their heads.
Yeah.
And then they had a parade, actually, in the East Village.
With David Gates was the Grand Marshal.
David Gates
from Bread. They brought him in. And he did Aubrey at the end.
No, he had nothing to do with that. And they would put them on fire. They would, like light them up. And they would walk down and they would parade down the street with these flaming bread hats.
Bill Gates' uncle. David Gates.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uncle Gates?
Uncle Dave.
You made that up, right?
Where's the show? It's not coming, is it? Can you call up there?
What do you mean?
Just ask him if it's going to be. It's with Jeff.
I'm on the air right now. And
yeah, but.
So what, you want me to stop the show to call somebody in the building?
Well, otherwise it's this Frank Yankovic CD.
Well, I could put on a record if you want.
No. It's time for different kind of music now, Fab. Enough's enough.
You don't like talking to me anymore, so I'll put on how about a David Bowie CD? Does that work for you?
Yeah, which one?
I was going to play earlier. I just didn't get around to it. Scary Monsters.
So just no qualm. Just laying the tracks down on the Dusty Show.
Whatever you want to do, man. This is your show. I don't know what you want me to do here.
Yankovic.
You know, you want the what is this, Weird Al Yankovic?
No, it's his dad, Frank.
Is it really his dad?
I think it is.
Seriously?
Yeah, or his uncle. I hope it's his dad, but it might be his uncle.
But you don't
definitely
really
related. Yeah. It's a whole Chicago, Cleveland, Milwaukee polka scene.
I see.
Little Wally could even break into it.
Do you have a particular track you wanted to play?
Nah, they're all the same.
All right. Let's put something on.
Oh, man. I really hope they're still trying with that show. I put a lot of work into it, Bob. I'm crestfallen. And it'll be stale by next week.
It's stale.
Man.
All right. Let's see what happens here. Sure. You want me to play this now? Or what? Did I do the... I did the legal, right? Yes, I did. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dusty Show...
Hold on. Stall one more minute. But we need a call or something, just so I
know.
So I know it's not... It can't happen.
Well, isn't he out there?
No, he went up to work on it with Jeff.
Oh,
Jeff
upstairs.
Jeff was going to do a miracle.
A miracle. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Dusty Show has officially begun.
Where's the phone? That probably would be good if you could get the phone down and we could take some calls for a minute.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, we can use your music. This is cool. We got a soldier on, Do you need to leave?
I like how the we part
I need
happens.
You, man. Don't go anywhere, for God's sake.
I wasn't planning on this exactly,
I know. Do you need to go somewhere? I don't want to keep you.
Do I need to go?
Yeah, if you need to, somewhere to be.
Is this sort of a subtle guilt trip type of thing you're working?
No, not at all. I'm actually being really reasonable and nice. And
as opposed to
mature.
Usual.
Yeah, a little more flippant, a little more
caustic. Let's see here. So
I
you
like
want to
this.
Take calls, right?
Well, it's an option. Give them the number. See if anybody calls.
201-209-9368 is the number to call if you want to be on the air and ask Clay Pigeon.
Or Fabio, what the hell's going on
here? I mean, there's failure in a big way right now.
I have no music pulled either.
Well, you got the Yankovic here.
Dreams and Illusions, Tales of the Pacific Rim. By Brenda Wong Aoki. What? It looks pretty good, actually. And the Assemble Head in Sunburst Sound.
Oh, I know that record. That's good record.
Is it instrumental?
Yeah. It's like a stoner rock record.
Perfect.
Like heavy stoner.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's funny. I was just looking at that record earlier in the week.
Hey, we got a call.
We do?
Yeah, see who it is.
Please.
We can fast forward it.
Let's see if I can do this. I haven't done this in a while. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Come on, Fob.
Oh, they hung up.
Really? Like one
call?
Well,
no, they hung up.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
You want to switch around?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, let me just... 201-209-9368. I'm going to just do this. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dusty Show is undergoing some sort of surgery. And
collapse.
Yeah, and so we're attempting to do another
sort
of
program. Let's switch. Turn your music up. We'll switch around, and then we'll kick it into gear.
Okay.
All right, man.
Hold on. Okay, so the Yankovic is on the bottom.
Clay Pigeon with you, 7 minutes after 6. Ain't this a heck of a note? But sometimes you gotta roll with the punches. Came in with a fully produced show, was very excited about it, still am. But it looks now at 6:07 as if that show, that mystery show, may never air at all. Bob, do these songs keep going once they're done? Do you have it in kind of a,
some kind of
a loop? I was feeling vulnerable. We got a couple albums queued up. Nobody's calling. 201-209-9368. Here's a line lit. Is anybody there? Hello? Anybody there? Oh, I found it. It's phone two. Oh, man. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hey, Clay, what's going on, man?
Thank God, man. Who's this?
This is Sean from Somerville, Mass.
Sean, how you doing? Are you on the Aki playlist frequently, or is that not your thing?
Yeah, man, Sean G on the playlist.
Hey,
yeah.
this is fun now. We're talking live on the air. I have done this for a while, Sean. You're a regular on the Aki. Don't you live in Minneapolis?
No, I live in Somerville, Mass.
Is it kind of weird how I can't remember it, isn't it? Sometimes I've said Seattle. I can't. What's going on in Massachusetts? Full on fall now, golden trees.
Oh, it's actually a beautiful summer day here, like 80 degrees. I'm going to the beach tomorrow morning.
All right.
Yeah, man. It's like, last day of summer.
It really works. Ken actually brought in the show. Ken, there's a fair number of listeners right now who's emotionally just sagged when they found out the show will actually be airing.
Oh, nice.
And we can't go over, right, Ken? That wouldn't be fair. So we'll have to... Or we don't want to play it from the beginning, right? You'll throw the whole night schedule off.
You want me to start at 10 minutes in?
Yeah, I'll probably be fairer to the other DJs. And Sean's on the line. Sean, are you still there?
Yeah, dude.
What would you say to station manager Ken if you knew he could hear you?
Station manager Ken, thanks for...
Thanks, Ken.
Saving my life, man.
For saving his life.
Through music and craziness, yeah.
He can hear you now. Can you hear him, Ken?
I can.
Wow.
Hey, Ken, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
Who's this?
Yeah, I've never called in before. Always want.
All right.
Do you have to? Release it.
We had to press the button on you, Sean. Don't swear.
Sorry about that.
We just enacted the FCC. A button costs us $400 every time we press. Remember that at marathon time.
Well, should we start your show?
Yeah, I guess, Ken.
I'm very proud that I got it working.
Me too, and I'm really grateful. Low self-esteem makes me think they don't even want to hear it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
From the beginning or 10 minutes in?
Ah! It was working.
It's not working now.
No, it's not working.
Oh, man. Sean, anything you want to say to the listeners?
Man, what should I say? Just be yourself, man.
Be yourself. Let it all hang out.
Yeah, don't worry about retirement. Just live, man. Live.
Well, it's good talking to you. All right. We'll let you go and see if we can get another call. Take care, man.
All right, take care.
All right. That was Sean in Massachusetts. Ken has been trying to get this show to work. We're already 11 minutes after.
There we go.
Okay.
Now move it to 10 minutes.
Oh, wait.
Election Day.
Here's my card, man. Thanks for taking the time to speak.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
Thank you. This is Jerry Corbetta from Sugarloaf. He passed away, Ken. This is my drop-in. It's planned for a live talking here. Dusty Show, everybody. Say hi, station manager Ken.
All right.
Do the rest of the ramp. Go, man. Sugarloaf. Green-Eyed Lady, Dusty Show, Solid Gold, WFMU. Stay with us. Oh, man, did it die right there?
Oh, come on, really?
I'm trying.
Oh, Christ.
It's really weird what I had to do to get this thing to play.
But it is there. It's not like, just know that, though, Fub.
No,
it's all
messed up.
Yeah, you can call us if you'd like to weigh in. 201-209-93.
I mean, you don't forget, they got hundreds of millions of bucks.
What about Trump, though?
Obviously, I'm not impressed by him either. That's why I'm looking at the four candidates.
You're moving in ahead.
Not particularly.
What are you most worried about?
I think our political system is stuck.
Do you think the media is complicit in this too?
I don't think they're doing their job. I don't think they're doing their job. I don't think the reporting has great depth to it.
What's your message to all our listeners? A message of peace and love as this summer comes to an end.
Do your homework. That's what I'm going to do. I'm waiting till November. I'm keeping my gunpowder dry and I'm making my decision close to Election Day.
Here's my card, man. Thanks for taking the time to speak.
My pleasure. Okay. My pleasure. My pleasure. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Here's Jerry Corbetta on The Dusty Show. Hey, everybody, Clay Pigeon with you. Still trying to get this show on the air, but I'm glad you're on the other end. How you doing out there? They tell us it's fall, but summertime still feels like it's hanging around at 13 minutes after 6. Relative humidity, 74% on the outside. We're heading to an overnight low. Now, it's going to be a little bit chillier than you.
I think I got it figured out.
Okay, try
maybe,
it.
Maybe.
All right. Anything goes, baby. 13
Damn
minutes
it.
After 6, Fabio still hanging out, putting away his records from his three-hour tour just moments ago. Was it a good show, Fab? A solid show today?
I liked it. I don't know if anybody else did, but I liked it.
I liked hearing Alvin Lucier.
Oh, yeah, that's a great piece.
Okay.
Am I on? No.
No. Yeah, yeah. Turn it up. Sorry, Ken.
Oh, man.
What's going on?
I don't know. I thought I had it.
Oh,
I changed the extension from M4A to MP4. And then I opened it up in Firefox, and that kind of worked.
You like a good technological challenge. I was kind of surprised.
I
didn't think that was your thing.
Yeah.
When I said we need to go see Jeff, I could see you like, damn, Jeff, I can solve this.
No, I wasn't.
We
get
don't
out
need
of here.
Jeff.
I did not say that, and my body language did not say
I
that.
I so read it, though. It was coming out of your pores. Hey, we got a call. Maybe somebody knows what to do here. Somebody knows. Jesus.
No, that doesn't sound like they know.
No. 201-209-9368. Anything still may happen this hour. We got Hardy White coming
Peter,
up at 7.
Peter, will you vote this fall?
Clock. Fabio. Yeah, say something, Fabio.
Peter?
You gotta put it on three. No.
What on three?
Board, on the board.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Right.
See that? You got to pot it up. The technology part you haven't really gotten down yet.
Is somebody there? Dusty Show?
Hello.
Hey, oh, hey.
Oh, great. Who's this?
This is Al the Farmer.
Hey, Al.
Wow. Where are you a farmer? Where?
Delaware County.
Delaware County.
Oh, wow.
Wow, up by Margaretville, a Roxbury there.
Way up in the corner, yep.
That's nice, the Catskills. Now,
Peter, you're a pigeon, wing the show, ha ha ha.
Wait, now what? I.
We missed that.
What was that?
You're a pigeon. You should be able to wing the show.
Oh.
We're trying to wing it, man.
And the comment board ain't up on the computer. What's going on
we
with
don't
that?
We don't have time for that. We got a crisis
you
here,
you think
man.
The media's complicit?
Oh.
Well, between you and Fabio, you should get
Election
out there and
day.
Spin the
Here's
chair
my card, man. Thanks for taking the time to speak.
My pleasure, okay. My pleasure. Absolutely.
This is Jerry Corbetta and Sugarloaf. Just talking to a caller. We'll pot that down, get back with you in a minute, baby. But right now, going back, gosh, what was it, 70, 71, Green Eyed Lady? They had another hit, too, Don't Call Us. We'll Call You, that featured a cameo from Wolfman Jack in memory of the late Jerry Corbetta. This is Sugarloaf, Green-Eyed Lady, Dusty.
That's it. That's all I can get it to play.
Are you still there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here. It's like the Ken show yesterday when he was saying everything in double, making us crazy.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
That was totally ridiculous.
Yeah, let's not think about that.
So who are you voting for?
I'm a voting virgin. I'm maybe going to cast my vote for that green woman, the one that was at the Indian reservation.
Green. Jill Stein?
Jill Stein.
No. Sure, she
yeah,
is.
Jill Stein.
Sure.
The green woman.
You don't like Hillary?
I like looking at her picture on the checkout line at the supermarket, the way they Photoshop it and make her look like some kind of freak.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the National Enquirer picture where they tried,
yeah.
They just made her look as
TV,
sick as possible.
So, like, I just learned that that justice that died was a man. I always thought it was a woman.
Scalia?
Supreme Court
that,
dude?
That is a guy.
Yeah.
So what do you do, man? What's your job?
Medicating the world.
What is that? You're a drug dealer?
He's a grower.
You never admit anything on the air there, Mr. Clay.
Sounds like you're a grower.
Well, he's a farmer.
WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey.
He's a farmer. He's a cannabis grower. He's acknowledging it.
Man, I wanted to do it. I'm branded. He's a farmer. I wanted
anyway,
to do it.
Clay, spin some music or get the comment board going or something.
You're doing good. What do you want to say to the audience? Here's your chance, finally.
What do I want to say? Same thing you always say. Peace? Yeah, right. Imagine that.
You don't believe in it?
Don't watch the news because you'll get depressed.
Okay, man. Thanks for checking in. You love
okay,
the...
Everybody have a good night.
You love the station? You love the station? God,
yeah, he's gone.
Yeah,
he just wanted to get off.
Once they go into those goodbyes. Anyway, 201-209-9368. It's become kind of interesting this hour as the initial idea for the show has fallen through. Ken, have you officially given up now?
No, not yet. I was so excited. I had it running up in my office, and that's why I ran down here with my laptop. I didn't even want to try to start it from a different computer, but... In the course of running down the stairs, it decided not to work.
Man, it's that Sugarloaf track, isn't it?
I could play that for you again. You could keep doing the bumper
on.
Peter, will you vote this fall?
Peter, will you vote this fall? Okay.
You got a call.
Is anybody
just
there?
Just call our listeners. A message.
Hello.
Hello. Who's there?
Hey, do you hear me?
Take it, Fob. Take it.
Yeah. What's your name?
Ken.
Ken. And where are you located?
I'm in Edgewater, New Jersey.
Edgewater. Okay. What do you got to tell us? Do you listen to the Dusty Show often?
Yeah, I sure do.
What do you like about the Dusty Show?
Well, he's usually very political, Mr. Pigeon, and things just keep getting crazier and crazier in that world.
Do you like the politics on the Dusty Show, or do you like the comedic aspect?
I like the politics on the Dusty Show, but generally elsewhere, the politics drive me crazy.
Uh-huh.
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to vote
for
Hillary.
Will you vote this fall?
And, when people say they're independent and they're not sure and they're looking at alternative candidates...
Bernie? I mean, I wouldn't say I would...
Oh, Ken, this
is
his
passion and the Frank Yankee
caller. Don't be
like you're giving Jill Stein and
we don't know what's happening here. So.
Absolutely. I'm not a Hillary person. I just don't trust her. You know, she seems to be caught up in all the special interests.
Do you think that's justified, or have you maybe bought into kind of a concentrated effort to brand her that way?
Look how much money they have. That's the full end of the story. I mean, you don't get, they're like, they got hundreds of millions of bucks.
What about Trump, though?
Obviously, I'm not impressed by him either. That's why I'm looking at the four candidates.
So you think you'll go for one of the alternative candidates?
Quite probably. All right. I'm going to study them a little more carefully.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Not particularly.
What are you most worried about?
I think our political system is stuck.
Do you think the media is complicit in this, too?
I don't think they're doing their job. I don't think the reporting has great depth to it.
What's your message to all our listeners? A message of peace and love as this summer comes to an end.
Do your homework. That's what I'm going to do. I'm waiting till November. I'm keeping my gunpowder dry, and I'll make my decision close to Election Day.
Here's my card, man. Thanks for taking the time to speak.
My pleasure. Okay. My pleasure. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I can't do it. I can't.
Do it again. Do it again.
And the guy passed away. That's what's sad about this. This was a tribute.
When did he pass away?
This past week, Jerry Corbetta.
Oh,
people liked him. Yeah. He wrote this, Green Eye Lady, and Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. Oh, Ken, you had it there. You can't keep doing this, though, Ken.
Why?
You want to, don't you? Think this is like avant-garde or something, right? Different sources. Is this caller
this
still
is
there?
Radio failure all the way.
Peter, will you vote this fall?
If only I could.
Caller.
Oh, man.
I like
Peter,
this.
Peter, will you vote this fall?
Okay, I'm ready to give up.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I managed to
get it to play for 90 seconds, and that's as long as it wants to play.
Man, thanks for trying, Ken. You did give all.
Yeah.
What do I do? Just put this in the...
Do you have the file at home?
You should remaster it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, go back to whatever your final
and
step
was. I want to put it in the archives, though, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, just get us a copy of it that works, and we'll take it from there.
You got a lot of calls.
Good luck, Clay.
Thanks, Ken.
People are dying to talk to you.
Be glad you know I'm on the new schedule. Jesus, I knew I should have ditched him. It's all falling apart over there. Let's hear it for Ken, you guys. Fabio. Fabio is hanging out with me. Hey, we got a Christmas tree. See, while you're not even looking, suddenly it's wildly popular.
Well, take a call.
Well, you got to make them want you, Fab.
Me, it's your show.
Listen to this music. I like this. What does it remind you of?
Oh, this is Assembled Head in... what is it? Assembled Head in Something Sound.
Is anybody there?
Yes.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Lisa, what are you doing?
I'm listening to you live. I'm so excited because I never get to listen to you guys live anymore.
Oh, I know. I'm always doing these politics shows. Do they kind of bore you, drive you crazy?
Honest. I like when you and Fabio chat.
Yeah, but when it's just me, is it a little bit of a letdown?
No, I like it when you play music.
Yeah, but when I'm talking, is that less pleasant when I'm just talking?
No, I like when you're
Are you asking
talking.
Me?
I like when you talk to people who call in.
What's your bag? What do you do?
I play music.
You do? What's your band? Or are you a solo artist?
I'm a solo artist. I usually play with people.
Do you have your guitar right handy or your instrument, or do you sing?
I sing. I play guitar.
You want to do a quick half a song?
Not really.
Are you nervous?
Is that okay? I'm nervous.
Come on, just... Go get the guitar. Where is it?
Don't let him bully you.
No, she'll... Where is
right
it?
Right here.
Okay.
But I'm not going to sing on the air because
I know,
I'm
but just
nervous,
strum a chord. Can you play a C chord for us? Hey, I can maybe write a song with you.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
Okay,
right.
C.
Okay, I got to put my guitar on.
Yeah. Be quick with your movements. This is radio.
Yeah, real professional radio you are on here.
Okay, wait a minute. Where's this music coming? I turned her down. Are you still there?
I'm here.
I lost you for a second. Can you play a C?
I can.
See, you can barely
can
hear it. No, it's not good because these phones have some kind of compressor limiters on them, and it really messes with... Listen, when she plays guitar, it doesn't sound natural.
Well, she may not have it close to a mic or something. It might be too far.
I have a headset.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Can you play C, 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 A minor, minor, minor?
Can you hear this?
Yeah, that's perfect. But then see how it fizzles away, Fab? I am just dying here, Fab. You're checking your email. Jesus. It's
I'm
a
ready
nightmare.
For you to sing along.
You're talking to this.
Hat.
Okay.
She's going to play a
song. Sing us a song. You ready?
You're going to sing it, right? And I'll play it?
I guess, but that guitar wasn't coming through loud enough. Will you sing it with me?
Yeah. What are we playing? I can play something.
C to A minor.
Okay.
Right? C, C. Sounds like an old 70s Kelvinator washing machine.
Kelvinator. Is
dream.
That still in business, that company?
I hope so. It's not going to work. The guitar's not going to work. Yeah, you're going to have to just sing a cappella.
Oh, I'm not going to sing.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I will direct you to my music that you can get on later
if
you want.
No plugs. Do you write lyrics?
I do.
What's your favorite lyric? Just one verse. You don't have to sing it. Just say the words. That'll do.
Can I tell you who it is? Or do you want to guess?
You didn't write it?
Oh, mine?
Yeah, yours.
Oh,
10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. This is not good radio. I can't remember right now.
You can't.
It's like choosing between children.
Who are you voting for?
I can tell you somebody else's.
Who are you voting for?
You know, the usual.
Hillary?
The usual. There is no usual in this horse race.
I'm tired of this.
Against the Trump.
Why can't you be excited?
We
need to be excited. He's going to win.
Yeah, but the problem is you can't be excited about these two clowns.
I can. I'm excited about my candidate. A long record of service, intelligence.
Yeah.
Going to be a fine leader.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Got to get her in there. This is so, I'm playing my hand, aren't I? it's just too. Man.
I'm excited, but I'm thinking, like, I never really watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
but
me
I
neither.
I assume that politics is like whatever was going on in that show.
I got no background music, Bob. It's killing me.
Oh, I took it out. Oh, yeah. I thought, do you want that? I'll put it back in.
Yeah, put something in there. Yeah. Do you like Fabio's show? Do you ever miss it?
Yeah, I miss both of the shows. I mean, I haven't heard him in a long time live.
So. Are you from New Jersey?
No, I'm in D.C. right now.
You're in D.C. Do you go visit the Iwo Jima Memorial and hang out there and the Lincoln Memorial?
Not so much.
Have you ever slapped the sides of the Washington Monument? Just give, you know, what, don't you, Bob, when you see a statue, just kind of slap its granite firmness? Just gives you...
No.
You don't?
I don't like slapping statues.
I slapped the thinker once at the Rodin Museum and was reprimanded. So what else? Make it happen here, caller.
Okay.
You're an
FMU. I don't know. I just wanted to call in because I wanted you to keep on with the call.
Yeah.
And this was my first time and I was kind of nervous. But.
So were you going to suggest no show, play calls, go live, more fun?
Yeah, I remember when I used to hear you take callers and you used to ask them their weight, but then I was like,
wait, Ken might be able to fix it.
Not anymore.
Thanks, Ken. Okay, I'm going to let you go. What's your message of peace and love to the listeners?
Just keep it real, keep it honest.
Did I let you down? I let her down. Did I let you down in some way?
No. Why?
No.
Not you.
I might sound bored by nature.
You do? You're just...
That has nothing to do with
it. Is that laconic? What is lethargic? What's laconic?
Laconic is not saying much. Lethargic, I think, is what you're looking for.
It's like tired.
Yeah. General malaise.
Do you have ennui?
All right, we got to go.
Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, regardless of how I sound.
I hope so. Say goodbye to Fabio.
Ciao, Fabio.
Bye.
She said ciao.
Ciao.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
I'm dying here, Fab.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am, Clay and Fab.
Who's Hello. This?
This is Blondie from Nutley.
Blondie from Nutley. Is your hair blonde? Do you have a thick mane of blonde hair like Mickey Rourke and the wrestler? That's how I'm imagining you.
Similar, yes, similar.
Are you a big man?
No, just tall.
Are you skinny and tall?
Thin to medium.
Smoker?
No.
No. When did you quit?
Never started.
Never had, never
Good
smoked.
Good for you.
Mary Jane,
no,
Mary
no
Jane.
Alcohol, no drugs, no.
No drugs, no nothing.
Wow, what? How do you operate?
I mean, so much as a Doan's pill.
No, not even aspirin.
I did a Doan's pill once. That was enough for me. Hey, we got a half hour left of this. Are you disappointed to not hear the standard show on the air with the politics?
Actually, not, because sometimes when you put it on, it's. Recorded, so I'm not able to pipe up and say something or to call you in. And no need to explain to Fab, who may not even vote in the election. But
me?
Making the right
what do you mean I may not even vote? I vote.
I'm just saying maybe. I didn't say you
were. No, I definitely vote.
Harold Stassen.
There's no question about it. I will definitely
Who
be
was
voting.
He? Who is Stassen? That name's in my head.
I
Seemed
know.
Like he was always on the ballot.
Stassen.
Harold Stassen.
Was he like
something.
A communist or
Maybe.
Something? You know,
just every year, every the, 4 years.
The Labor Party workers.
Brown suit.
Brown suit.
Brown
polyester.
Hair.
Polyester.
Yeah. Brown wingtips with brown socks.
Remember those like polyester suits with the big wide lapels in the 70s that were really shiny?
No.
But they were polyester, right? And they were brown.
Brown, yeah.
Really horrible. I mean, just the worst. How did that happen?
I don't know. You like, what's your favorite color?
I don't know. I like green. I like red.
Christmas colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, caller?
It's blue. Goes with my eyes.
Are you voting for Hillary?
Yes. I'm just shocked that even Trump made the made it to the nomination.
Oh, yeah. It's shocking that he's even being considered by anybody. Forget about the Republican Party. By anybody. Any human.
I know, but let's don't yell about it. I mean,
sorry.
Why is it happening?
Because...
I don't know, Bob can figure. I would just have to say that just with people, he talks to what some of the, I don't want to use the word the extreme, but people who are fed up maybe with what's been going on with, you know, the immigrants or with not a voice to speak up because they'll feel that they're prejudiced or racist or something else where if it comes from Trump, they can jump on the bandwagon. And, you know, it's deplorable with the violence that happens at rallies. With his rally or any rally, but you know, with his, apparently it gives these some of these people, you know, the right to think because he's vocal like this in a what may seem to be a negative way. They can be negative and attack people who are against him, which is a shame because you know everybody has the right to speak up. Even Donald Trump, even though I may not agree with everything he says, it still is deplorable to have violence from his supporters or actually anybody that supports. That just because they're at the rally.
Jesus H.
Right, he speaks, you know, not the caller, but, you know, Drumpf. He speaks in the same way that, you know, the Nazis spoke to the public in Germany. He really does. If you look back at it, you know, people are freaking out about the economy, about all kinds of things. I'm sorry, I don't mean to get into this whole serious political angle with you. Because, you know, we're trying to keep it light here.
I like it. I guess I sometimes watch, you know, Rachel or and she's kind of giggling. I think she's, you know, I really like her. I enjoy Rachel Maddow. She's intelligent.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
She'll giggle about the right or, you know, kind of.
Well,
and then I'm if somebody's on the fence, it's hard to imagine people could still be on the fence at this point. But
I think if they're watching,
sort of half getting laughed at, I don't know, man. There's got to be a different kind of dialogue, right?
We'll keep it light again now here.
No,
man. Clay, I'm just heading down to St. Pete, our old stomping grounds together. So,
oh, man.
We'll be heading down there.
Did you ever broke a bone?
Yes.
Which one?
My finger, one of the finger bone planes.
Ooh, that's got to hurt.
How did you know it was broken?
Hearing crack and swelling.
It cracked.
Yes.
How did you do that?
Baseball. I caught a ball with my hand instead of a glove. Very hard hit ball.
Oh, like at a game, a foul ball?
Yes.
Oh, and you reached for it and it broke. I knew a friend of mine got hit with a puck in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's harsh.
It's dangerous sport sometimes, even for the spectator.
Oh, yeah.
People in races, drag races, get hit with the tires.
Well.
Wrenches.
That's a very dangerous thing, you know, like the drag races.
Oh, Jesus. We got a three-quarter tree here, caller. Fantastic hearing from you. I'm struggling a bit, but I appreciate your support. I'm really disappointed about the show tonight, you guys.
That's all right, guys. Hey, just keep it up, and we got good days and bad days, and just tell everybody out there, as bad as they think it is, they'll get through. Don't give up. Don't kill yourself. You're a lot stronger than you think.
Don't kill yourself.
I like this
say
guy.
Don't kill yourself.
Do you sing at all? Can you sing your way out?
No, I sure can't. I'm a music buff, but
if you're home alone and Yellow Submarine came on, wouldn't you kind of sing with it? At least like we all live in a yellow submarine.
Very, very, very shortly. Yeah.
Will you sing that with me as I turn you down, slowly turn you down? Please sing with me. Please, I need you today, my friend. Will you please? Here we go. We all live in a yellow submarine.
Yellow submarine.
Yellow submarine.
Goodbye, guys. Take care. Have a good evening.
All right.
Well, he's out of here.
Yeah.
He's had enough of you.
No, he liked it. He wanted to be live. He mentioned that was his thing.
Uh-huh.
He likes it better when he can interact.
Yeah.
Today's audience wants to do more than just be talked at by you, Fob.
True.
How do you
true.
Bring them? Do you have meet and greets? What do you do?
No, I play music and they listen.
Do you, I've seen you out back after your show sometimes
out back?
To sign in a few.
Oh, signing
well,
what?
Well, there's people down there when you're
there's
on the
nobody
air.
Nobody out there.
They're, I don't know if you haven't seen them.
No.
Oh, man. I love that image of you doing that, though. Hold on. Where are we? Why?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. There,
there
you are.
Go.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you all doing?
Pretty good.
Fabio.
Hi. Whoa, is there a bird in there?
No, that's actually that's my son. He's around dinner time. So
how old are you? How old are you, Dad?
I'm doing all right.
How old are you?
Oh, he's a little over 16 months.
Now you're obsessed with him. How old are you?
Oh, I'll be, let's see, I just turned 33.
Are you proud of that child?
Oh, yeah. No, he's amazing.
Is it your only your only child?
Yes.
How
yes,
old
yes,
again?
Right
16?
Yeah, 16 months.
16 and crying like a natural baby.
Yeah.
What's the sign of the child, astrological sign?
Oh, that he was born May 2nd, so whatever.
What's that,
is.
A
Taurus?
Leo or something, maybe?
No, Leo is July, August.
That's right, August, yeah. Taurus.
That's me.
Yeah, Aries, maybe.
Maybe Aries or Taurus, something
strong,
like that.
Strong, strong sign. What do you hope that child grows up to be? And don't say happy. A profession, What do you hope they do?
Ooh, I'm not sure of an actual job sector. I'd hope that they're challenged in their life.
Yeah. How much do you want that child to pull down when they're 21 in the year 1935?
Yeah, that I don't know. Hopefully enough to support his mother and I.
Are you a member of an organized religion?
No.
No?
So only the people that aren't organized, I guess.
Did you grow up in a family that went to church?
No. No, we live next to a church, but we did not attend church.
You've never been other than for a wedding or something like that?
Oh, I went with some of my friends growing up.
Yeah.
You know, if you spend the night or something and on
Do
a Saturday.
Do you feel like you have a spiritual component nonetheless in your life? Is there something out there or some great force that you interact with?
No, I more subscribe to the absurdist idea of the life only has the meaning we give it, so.
Bob? This is your territory now.
What do you mean, my territory?
The atheist thing.
What atheist? How do you just assume all these things about me?
Hey, man, do you have a transistor radio?
A transistor radio. I don't know. It might actually be digital.
Does it take a battery, a little portable?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Do you take it outside still?
Oh, yeah.
Do you put
the
antenna?
I have a FM transmitter that I could transmit to it, that I'll do that, or
randomly
some good local.
Reaching for little pinpoints of joy
just
I can find
crumbs.
In the midst of this insanity.
Just crumbs.
Donald Trump, what would you tell him if you had to ride in the back of a Montego with him out to
Where did you
Princeton?
Pull the Montego out of? What is that, man? Montego.
That's a, ooh.
Donald
when
Trump.
I talked to him about. I probably would just like to, I don't know if I'd probably sit in silence and we'd just stare at each other for a while and let him say the first thing.
What, Fob?
The music, it's gone?
I don't know. It's crazy. Where, I don't even know.
It's on CD2. No, that's CD1.
Hey, Dusty, we missed the first part of the show, but what happened? Did the audio get screwed up for you? Or?
I did everything right that I always do, but somehow the file was corrupted. I don't know how it happened.
It could have happened in the computer.
I think it's because I drug it to the trash on my laptop. You're supposed to drag the thing on to your trash, and you let it sit for a while.
No,
and
that doesn't
then you
matter.
Pull out the thing.
No.
And it usually, if you did it wrong, it'll say, you may have damaged the file. But I didn't get any of that, so I assumed.
I don't think that's the problem.
But I just want you to know I worked hard on that show. I'll try to have it posted in a few days. For those of you who like to listen to those shows, it was a pretty timely one, and So it's weird, though, because I plan for live inserts. Like, I say stuff live over the recorded thing.
I was going to say, Dusty, you bring great delight, as does Fabio, of course, on our Thursdays.
Let me ask you this. It's poll-taking season.
Your show and all the commentary and the dancing and hand
please,
clapping you do.
Please. You said something about pleasure quotients or percentages. And that's the baby, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what did Trump say? Get him out of here. No, I'm kidding you. Who do you pleasure factor more, me or Fabio? Is it even, or does it tilt a little one way or the other? Because
I think as far as live listening, I think the flow is good.
Yeah.
As far as the later afternoon into your dinner time show there, Dusty. Fabio brings you home in the last stretch of the workday.
I have no Hardy show at all.
Oh.
I don't even have it.
That's another problem.
That's upstairs.
You don't have the Hardy show?
It's upstairs.
I'll go get it.
You will?
Yeah, sure.
You want to take it over? I can go get it?
No, you're doing... This is your show.
All right. Well, but come back quick because I need you. I want you to talk with
back.
Us.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Okay, listener. Well, you know what I'm going to do? Throw myself on the fire. I'm going to let you go. What do you want to say to everybody out there?
I would say don't limit your political life to the ballot box.
I know. I know what you mean. Stay politically active all the time.
All the time. Yeah, it's not just about voting or the election.
Do you really do that?
Oh yeah, I'm fairly active, especially on a local level.
Yeah. Well, do you think Trump's going to win?
No. I have faith in the Clinton machine. If anything, they probably have some connections at Diebold. They'll be able to. To change the vote.
You don't really believe that, do you?
I say from the Clinton machine to get out the vote.
Yeah.
So I think they'll pull it off.
All right, man. I'm going to let you go. We got other callers waiting.
Love it. Thanks, Dusty. Hey, keep it up. Looking forward to the rest of the show next week.
I hope you keep listening, man. Just keep tuning in every week, will you, till I don't do it anymore.
I will do.
All right. I need you, brother.
Cheers.
Take care. Serious here. Who's on the other end of my phone line? This is Dusty.
Hey, Dusty. Good to talk to you.
What's happening, man? Tell me something good.
Tell you something good. I don't know. Things are looking bad right now.
Why are they looking bad? As far as the election?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Are you worried about Trump?
I've always been worried. I never believed the polls when Hillary was way, way ahead. And fascism is on the rise, and the media doesn't care. The media enjoys it. It's good ratings. And, we're going to hell.
In a handbasket. Fabio was distracting me a little. He helped me out here with Hardy's show, which is coming up 16 minutes away.
Gotta love Hardy.
Yeah. Who's going to win? Is Trump going to come from behind now and win this thing?
I actually think that might happen.
Do you? What'll life be like then in 2018?
I have an okay job, and I'm in the suburbs, and I feel like it's a protected area still. But, if anyone on the fringes, you're looking at a military state come down on you pretty hard.
Whoa, that's
I think the economy is going to get destroyed. He's just going to, take care of himself and the rest of the rich. And, the variance between the top and the bottom is just going to continue to grow and things are going to be ugly. It'll definitely be helter-skelter for 4 years.
That's a dark prediction you got there, my man.
Well, what do you think is going to happen when Trump takes over? He's not going to take care of himself, and he's not going to destroy
the
economy. Not going to lead us to war.
We're already at war. Remember that.
We're at war, but he's going to be pulling the trigger on everything. I mean, look what he says. He's already saying that. If anyone looks at a U.S. plane, shoot him down. Shoot it down, tough guys.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
I don't disagree with you that he's insane and completely out of touch with reality. But I think at a certain point. What's going on here? Clay Pigeon is now dancing to this music while we talk politics. This is where he's at,
But I mean, put it this way. Okay, you could say that maybe military's not going to get any crazier than it already is now. But, economics? the way that, you know, you think the SEC is going to do anything towards protecting consumer rights? I mean, they're just going to blow the doors wide open. We're going to have the giant collapse.
You may be right. You may be right. We'll have to see what happens. I mean, maybe we'll be lucky and he won't get elected.
Yeah, I hope so. But I don't know. He's getting a free pass from the media, and he could say things that would blow up anyone else's chances, and it just kind of flies by like nothing happened.
What's your message to the listeners? A message of hope and perseverance and triumph.
Yeah, wake up. Come on, get with it.
What do they got to get with?
The program.
Get with the program. Wake up. Stop babying. Stop being lazy. Don't sit back anymore. You know what's right. Do the right thing.
There's a Trump listener out there right now. What's he saying about you? Imitate that listener. What are they saying about you right now?
Kill him, liberal.
That's good. I like that.
Kill him, jeez.
Kill him. Is that...
All right, gentlemen, have a good night.
Do it again as I slowly turn you down. Rant against the liberals. Come on, do it. I want to hear it.
Listen, you commie fag, you're ruining our country already enough. You and your liberal media, you don't understand.
Come on, Fox. Leg.
Ladies and gentlemen, Clay Pigeon is dancing in the studio. That was real. It actually happened. Dancing in the studio.
Hello, who's there?
Hey, Clay, it's Roz. How are you?
It's Roz, like Roz Roswell, or
no, like Rob Reiner.
The hearing scholar.
Rob.
Is it Rob? I like that. Is your name Robert or Robin?
It's Robert.
And does anyone call you Robert?
My parents only when they were mad, so generally no. And I don't take to Bob very well.
Who are you going to vote for?
I don't want to discuss that. I close with something more important, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I want to highly recommend that you see the new Ron Howard movie.
I thought he was going to say a psychiatrist. I really did. The new Ron Howard Beatles thing on Hulu. I want to see that, man.
It's excellent. It will make your day, and it'll make you forget about the elections about 2 hours.
I just read Keith Richards' big, thick life book, man. I love now I'm all into the Stones. You're all into the Beatles. They just keep coming
his
back.
His autobiography?
This movie's very special. It was made with Apple and AppleCorp, and it's just an amazing movie.
It's nice.
They did an amazing job in restoring the Hollywood Bowl film and the Shea Stadium soundtrack. It's amazing.
Hey, man, what about Sully? Have you seen Sully?
No, I'm not a big Tom Hanks fan.
You got it. It's a great
free on demand. I'll probably watch it.
Clint Eastwood picture.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, listen. You guys are great. I love your show. I really do. I love both your shows. And WFMU
thank you.
Forever.
Can you go out reciting loudly the name of former U.S. presidents as I slowly turn you down?
Sure. Lyndon Johnson. Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, George Washington, John Garfield, Richard Nixon.
Keep going, baby.
Some from the 1800s.
Bill Clinton, George Bush.
Go way back now, way back to the powdered wig days.
Oh, Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Hamilton, who the hell cares?
Oh, man.
Dusty Show, 10 minutes left.
Wow, you burned up 50 minutes of airtime.
With your help.
Wow.
And Ken's help.
That's impressive.
Anybody there?
Hello.
Hey, who's this? Another guy. What's your name? Where are you from? How you feeling?
I'm Ross from Washington, D.C. I'm feeling pretty good.
Ross is your name?
Ross, yes, that's right.
Ross, from Washington, D.C. Do you ever go to that 9:30 club? Is that still there?
Yeah, it's still going. You know, it's become a bit more corporate, but they still bring in good acts sometimes. I saw Swans there recently.
Did you enjoy that show?
I did, but they were so loud, it was pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
They were louder than I had seen them previously.
Yeah.
They were very loud then.
They're a really great live band right now. They're really fantastic. They're really seasoned, and those musicians are fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was blown away. They play for 2.5 hours, so you really get the full
experience. Dose, real dose.
Are you a lobbyist there in Washington? What do you do?
No. Well, I work with people with disabilities, so I run a program for them to help them become more independent, get jobs, and be a part of the community.
Man.
That's better than what we do.
I know. Like, he can actually feel good at the end of the day.
You're actually doing something decent for humanity, unlike us losers here.
Destroying our world.
Well, I appreciate that. I love what you guys do, though. So what you
Come on, Jeff, grab a mic.
What I do. Because, like, when I'm driving home, I drive an hour commute, and today I was in the car for, like, an hour and a half. And hearing you guys, like Fabio's show, then Clay Pigeon, your show, just brings me through the day. So I really appreciate it.
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Are you happily?
Yeah, you know.
Good.
I initially was conflicted, and then I kind of came around. My girlfriend, I've spoken with her a lot about it, and I think that having a woman president would be just an amazing opportunity. And of all the things people say about her, I think that she's a great politician. I want someone who will really advocate for what I believe in. So,
what about Trump? Talk about Trump.
Yeah, man. When you asked earlier, what would I say to him?
Yeah.
Or what would the listener say to him? I don't know. I would just say, please stop. Please stop doing this. Just like on a personal level, it's just kind of bullying, abusive towards Americans, and really disrespectful towards so many different people that I just can't even wrap my head around it.
We've got WFMU technical director Jeff here, and Jeff, what do you think? Trump?
About what?
Trump.
Ew. I mean
did you step in something?
As someone who's lived in the New York area for decades, I've never heard anything about him that didn't convince me he was a giant jerk. So I'm completely mystified by how anyone could be considering
voting
for him.
Not just anyone, half the country, Jeff. Maybe more than half.
Yeah, it's badly, badly broken. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Is it our fault? Can we not see reality here?
I've read endless articles trying to examine what's going on. I've read lots of theses. One thesis is that the people who are in a really bad situation in the current economy have nothing to lose and just want to tilt the table. I can kind of sympathize with that, destructive as it is. But I don't understand thinking he makes any
Holy
sense.
Holy cow,
because
man.
Doesn't.
This is an hour show here, Jeff. Jesus. Hey, baby. Hey, Kali, you still there?
Yeah, man.
We're going to do four-part harmony. That's where how we're going to bring this world together. Fabio's going to start with the low note. You can do the low. And then the caller will go, Okay, so let's try it, guys, on the count of four. One, two, three, four. We got to do it in succession. We can't do it all at once. Fabio, you got to start. So you call her, you go second, I'll go third. Jeff takes the high castrato.
I don't even know if the note I came up with is part of any known chord.
It doesn't matter. Miles Davis, there are no wrong chords. All right, here we go. Caller, you got to do it loud. Go ahead, Fab, start. No, it's got to be louder. Okay. Wasn't half bad. Let's do it again. Now watch my hands, because after 5 seconds, I'm going to bend this up, so you'll have to feel it with your gut, caller. Here we go. Fab, that was excellent. Right. Holy cow, you were the strongest singer of the four of us. Go.
Beautiful.
Not bad, guys. Come on. I'd like to teach the world
terrible.
To sing.
That was just terrible, man.
One more time. Go one more time. That was fun. Go, Fob. Go. I'm not hearing you, contralto. Go. Yeah, baby. Fabio sang, you guys.
No,
for the first time.
No, I
that
never
was
sang.
Singing.
That was not singing.
That was singing.
That was making a sound.
You
were vocalizing.
Who's your favorite Italian opera singer, Fabio?
I don't have one. Caruso.
Caruso? Who's the blind guy? Magnini
no,
or
that's,
something.
No,
what's
that's...
Boom Boom Mancini.
Boom Boom Mancini. No, that's... oh, God, what's his name?
Yeah,
he's huge. He's like...
Giorgio
Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, right.
Do it, Fab. Quickie.
Do
go.
What?
Sing it. Go.
No, I can't.
Do it. Do it. Caller? You want to do the third one?
I don't.
You're doing fine, Jeff. Okay. Don't worry. Go ahead, Pop. Caller. Jeff. I think I blew that one. Try it again, Pop. Go. Caller. Fob, you started going up before I hit my note.
Sorry.
Yeah, so try to maintain. Do it again. Hold steady.
All right. Okay.
I'm already a Nazi already, barking orders. It's you, Jeff. Wavering. You drifted.
No, I totally,
you got to hold your note, okay?
Totally
hold
cracked.
That note. Go ahead, Fob. Here we go. Come on, the show's Friday.
I'm losing it here.
Go ahead. Caller. Jeff, hold it. That was pretty good, guys.
That is
starting to sound like something. Can
yeah,
we call
something.
This a group? Can we call
no,
this a group?
No.
It's a court.
Yeah.
What's
it's
the name?
Because you guys cut out sometimes, and it's hard to hear when you start moving up and down. The audio cuts out. So I'm trying to follow.
It's the barbershop.
I enjoy being part of this group.
Oh, man. What's our name?
Butcher Shop.
Yeah.
Country
yeah.
Squires. No, that's country. It's got to be a quartet that's, name.
That's the name of a station wagon.
Yeah.
That's right.
Quartet something.
He's got card names in his head. Oh, okay. You know, that's the problem.
One more just for old time's sake. Go,
what do you mean old time's
sake? Do it,
sake?
Man. Go.
Quartetto di Poop.
What? Yeah, you went brown with it, Jeff. Jesus. You got a brown shirt, too. Caller. Jeff. Hold it, Jeff. Back it off. One more. This is our last chance.
I saw you pointing that finger at me, and it just made me wither.
Did it? I wanted you to. You just got to concentrate on holding it. Here we go.
All right. I'm going to stand up here. Here we go.
Okay. Bob, you're a little loud. Okay. Go ahead. Caller. We lost you a second. We lost you. Where'd you go, caller? Start over, Bob. Go ahead.
I'm trying.
Caller. Jeff. Hold it, Jeff. Yeah! Woo! Monty Hall, here we come.
Yeah,
radical.
Yeah, we need a name. Bob, think of a name by next week. Caller, we'll hear from you then. Dusty Show people, if you missed the political show, I'll have it posted somehow. I'll do the drop-ins at home. We'll make a nice episode for you up in the next couple of days. Heck, they might even archive this show and stick it on the end of it. Jeff, could we do that?
Just give me instructions.
Jeff, thanks so much for all you do here at FMU. Fabio, my best friend.
All right,
love you, man.
All right,
caller,
very good.
Caller.
You saved the day.
Yeah.
Thanks. And one last time, guys. Quick. Go, Fob. Last time. And then, bye, caller. Caller. This is WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. That's it for the Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon. Thanks for listening. It was a heck of a night. Kind of unexpected things happened, but hope you had fun anyway. And listen for the intended show on the archives. I'll have that up for you in the next couple of days. Fob, are we on deck one up here for Hardy? We're taking you now to Hardy White, and we'll catch you next time on another episode of The Dusty Show. Until then, take care, and always remember.
Miracle Nutrition Detective Agency, Hardy White speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to hire a detective. I have a terrible problem. I don't know if you can help me. Maybe mm-hmm. you can.
Yeah, maybe I can do something for you, Mac.
Yeah, well, it's very urgent.
All right, all right, all right. I'll get on your case.
Oh, good. It's not very complicated.
You got the moolah?
Well, I could,
to
yes,
back up all my detective aiding?
Yes, I have an adequate amount of funds that I could...
Yeah, well, we'll see.
All right, well, thank you, sir.
Don't call me, I'll call you. See?
All right.
Bye-bye, thanks for calling also.
It's Ironsides.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Ironside, no S.
It's Ironsides. You're crazy. Like the expression, old Ironsides.
No, that's Oliver Cromwell. I'm talking about Raymond Burr.
Is he the new Ironsides?
No, he's the old Ironside.
Before or after Cromwell played the part?
Look, one of these people was Lord Protector of England in the 17th century, and the other was a TV detective in the 60s. You can't be both.
Oh, that's a fine message you're sending children, that you can't be both.
You can't be both Cromwell and Raymond Burr.
Just watch me.
I'm watching.
Okay, it's not super easy, but humans are remarkable. And if a young kid came to me and said, I want to be Ironsides and take over England and the San Francisco police force, I'd say go for it.
The reason the detective is called Ironsides is because he's in a wheelchair. He has sides of iron.
One more time. His name is Ironside, singular, and it's his surname, and it has nothing to do with the wheelchair.
Weird coincidence, then.
Wheelchairs aren't iron anyway. Why isn't he called Aluminum Sides?
It's Aluminum Side, singular, and he's a rapper.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
Anyway, the point I was trying to make earlier was like Ironside or Sides, we get together and solve mysteries.
Yeah, deep mysteries like the names of fictional TV characters.
No, deep mysteries like this. Look.
Area socialite missing. What's this?
It's a mystery, and we're going to solve it.
How are we going to solve it?
Oh, this is a fine time to give up. We haven't even started. Why ask people to trust us to keep them safe and protected from wrongdoing if we're quitters? We have a sacred trust with the public to serve, to uphold, to go where no person of whatever gender has ever gone in pursuit of rain, snow, justice, and dignity. We, sir, are the United States Police.
We are not, and there is no such thing.
How can we not be something that doesn't even exist? See, I ripped you to shreds.
If there were a HuffPo article about this, it would say, watch Lou completely eviscerate Hardy White's dumb opinion.
Are you done with all your negativity now, Hardy?
Go on.
Let me read this. Area socialite missing. A Miss Elena Missing from Mohawl, New Jersey has disappeared. The socialite and heiress was last seen at a fundraiser for Senate candidate Les Phillips and was seen leaving the scene behind some scenery. Although there are no signs of foul play, police are still considering this a serious missing person case and a potential kidnapping, since the missing woman had received treats in the past.
I think it's threats.
Whatever. Doesn't change the gist of the story.
So, how are we supposed to solve this case if the police can't?
First, how do you know we aren't the police?
That's easy. We aren't.
Okay. But if we were, would we just sit here and let that poor woman suffer? That's not the Butchie and Lou I know. Hardy, maybe.
Come on, cut that out.
Look,
What's it hurt to take a little look and maybe we can help? Collectively, we've watched more hours of 70s police shows than anyone on Earth.
Well, that's true.
Butchie, how many episodes of Rockford Files have you seen?
I've seen ones they didn't even know they made.
And Hardy, you're an acknowledged expert in Mod Squad, Mannix, and Columbo.
I know a little about fictitious police work, yes.
We can do this. And I have a clue that no one else has.
What's that?
Elena Missing was once heard listening to Jethro Tull's single, A Hunting Girl.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's right, Butchie, A Hunting Girl.
So,
we know she was a Tull fan. The first thing we do is scour all the Jethro Tull fan groups. In fact, we need Butchie to go undercover to all the fan groups in the United States.
What makes you think she was in some fan group? I listen to Jethro Tull, and I'm not in any group.
Hardy, in this business, there are no blind alleyways, just blind alley cats.
I have no idea what that means. But look, if we're going to do this, let's do it right. The first thing we need to do is swing by that venue where the Senate fundraiser was and get a good look. Then maybe we talk to some people who were there.
Don't you think the police did that?
Probably.
So why don't we start at the other end of the possibility scale and go to Scotland, to the Robert Burns Museum, and try to trace Jethro Tull's inspiration for the song One Brown Mouse?
I like the way you think, Lou.
Thanks, Butchie.
It's insane and confusing and illogical, and it makes Hardy frustrated, which is the main part I like.
I know you want to help, Lou, but I really think the police have this case taken care of.
Hardy, Elena is my cousin.
Lou, I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
I promised my uncle I'd look out for her, and now she's disappeared. Look, I know I'm not very smart or don't have good detectiving skills, but I feel like I owe it to her and Uncle, whose name I forgot, to try and do something.
Okay, Lou, I hear you. Let's visit that venue. Where was the fundraiser?
At a place called Again with the Pizza. It's an all-you-can-eat Italian food place.
Well, I'm no Ironside.
Or sides.
But darn it, sometimes you just have to try to do things for which you are unqualified, knowing that you might badly destroy those who are trying to help.
Like I always say, if you kill someone with kindness, it's the kindness people remember, not their own death at the hands of some smothering angel.
Load up the van, Lou. We have a case to solve.